Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. And thank you for having been called out of darkness into your marvelous kingdom, fellowship, and light. And thank you. Thank you that we can do justice to this word because it's you working in us to will and to do this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Danita is off today, so I'm just letting her sleep in a little while, so I'm sharing the word. And we can see it's a powerful word. It's a beautiful word. It's Psalm 149. It says, okay, we just go to verse 4 again. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. Amen. Takes pleasure in his people. They can sing a new song every day, and that's what we partaking of here, eh? And he adorns the humble with salvation. When we kneel down and we call on him and we humble ourselves and draw close to him on a daily basis, morning by morning, walk honorably and humbly before him. It goes on, let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. So we can rejoice in the glory and the splendor that's been given to us. And even on our bed, we execute this written judgment, the goodness of God that His Spirit opens up to us. Yeah, let's go on. Verse 6, let the high praises of God be in their throats and a two-edged sword in their hand. So what we can see here, there's nothing that we don't declare that's not written in the Word. The Word is a two-edged sword. It deals with us, circumcises us, and then it's also a weapon to bring out the good things, the things of God into this world. Because it goes on to say, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind the kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is the honor of all his godly ones. So praise God. You know, there's many so-called gods and lords out there, and they are the evil one. They've been deceived. But us, we've been called out of darkness into the kingdom and into the reality of walking with the king and to know him. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith. And so we are part of this eternal kingdom now. We are safe. All these other kings and all these other things are going to fall away here in this fullness of day coming, this new age coming. So we're in the age now of choices, and we have made our choice, and we stay now in tune. And as God enlightens us, we can enlighten others. And that's so important, to execute the written judgment. We are plantings of the Lord. We are, like you can say, trees, oaks of righteousness. And we came in as babies. It was a small tree, but that small tree gets planted in and taking hold of the truth, taking hold of the word, taking hold of the revelation. We grow, and then we start putting that word into practice. We grow more, and then we see the word of God abides in us, and we overcome the evil one. And to that measure, we've grown again. We're growing all the time. So according to the truth God reveals to us, and it's all come through the Holy Spirit. That's so important. We're born again of the Spirit. There's a Spirit ordained for our glory, and He gives us a wisdom that is made according to the plan, the splendor God has got for our lives. And that's what we stay in those boundaries, interpreting spiritual things with spiritual. So we don't get carnal. What can happen, and I've seen many times in that, people start in the Spirit and they fall into the flesh. You want to stay in the Spirit, spiritual realities at all times. And then as you grow, your tree gets stronger, then your fruit can get bigger. But you've got to start off being as babes. You're content with where you're at. You can see great and wonderful things, beautiful plans that you can have out there. But at the bottom line, you stay with your God, and then God just takes you further. And here we can see with this scripture, guys, we, the church, are the government of God. The government is upon his shoulders, and that's upon his body. And so we've got the right to execute all the beauty, this wonderful things that we hear in our spirit, confirmed with the word. We speak it out. We declare it. We pray it into being. And then the powers of God back it up, because its reality is coming from heaven. It's really secure. Everything that's going to happen here on earth is already written. It's secure. And we're finding that which is written for us. And as we wake into that, that's what we declare. That's what we put out there. And it's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that then back it up. Just like Jesus on earth, he walked according to his God. He heard from him and done just what he heard from him. And then it was the powers that backed that up. Because he was in tune with his God, God backed him up in every way. And that's how it works exactly with us as well. So stay in tune, develop on schedule, and execute the written judgment. These demonic powers, these kings of this world, they've got no right. It's all deception that they are busy with, and it's going to come to nothing. The kingdoms of this world belong to the Lord, and he's restoring them all. His kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven, and each and every one of us play a part. So it's we have got the honor to execute the written judgment. So stand fast, resist the devil, and he will flee. In Jesus' name, amen.